This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Very special guest at the bottom of the hour. We got Neil Walker. He's always our special guest at 9 o'clock. And Jeff Hathorn, equally remarkable, at 9:35. Quizzing Callis at 8:45. Banger of a show so far today. And the second half of the show going to be equally as good. We have some breaking Harry Callis news to get to. People absolutely fell all over themselves to get to their radios, to get to the web stream, to get to the YouTube stream last week, Doran, when we told them all where our beloved Harry Callis had gone or why he was muted, why he was silenced. And we revealed that he was running for Green Tree Council. We also revealed he was down by two votes with three provisional votes left to count. We have an update. Allegheny County taking their time, their sweet old time, counting these provisional ballots. They got three. How many of them have they now counted, Harry?
One.
How do you not count all three at the same time? There's three.
It's possible the county acknowledged that, you know, they exist and they were counted, but they didn't update the website to make it official. All the results on the website are still unofficial, but one of the ballots went toward my campaign. So my two other running mates and me got a vote.
So you are now down one vote.
Yes, my one opponent there is 360. I am sitting at 359 votes.
So you are one shy with two votes left to count.
Yes. Wow. Oh, boy.
Do you think, and I know we couldn't do this as per FCC and Odyssey guidelines and regulations, do you think that if you had been on the air the entire time that this was going on, that it would have helped your campaign, hurt your campaign, or had no effect?
I don't think it would have had an effect because we weren't really talking about the campaign. I was just trying to talk about sports at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'm just saying, I don't think, you know, anybody that knows me already know that I work for the station. So I'm not trying to sway the election on this station.
That was the answer.
Yeah. I think it would have helped because I think that people that were interested in that area and knew that you were running and were like, and people do their research, like, what does this guy do? And then they're like, oh, he's on the radio, let me put him on.
Yeah, but me being on the radio, I don't think, like, I still work here whether or not I was talking. So, like, my job's still cool whether or not I was actually talking on the air or not.
Right.
I could see it going either way. Like, our ratings are really good, but that doesn't mean that everybody likes me. You might just like Doran. There might be a rare instance where people would prefer me over Doran. Like I say, a rare instance. You might not like either of us, and you like Callis.
My opponent there also had an advantage, too. She was first on the ballot of all the selections. They are drawn randomly.
Is that something that you consider in a local election? I think that absolutely has to play a role.
It is. Statistics say anywhere between 12 and 25 votes go to the first person just because they're first.
Oh, yeah. My God. Because it's not like, oh, I'm going to go for Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. I know who those guys are. Who's this hairy guy? Don't know.
Right. There were seven names. And so a lot of people will just select the first name just because they choose the top four. I was in the top four, but I wasn't the first name. I was the fourth name of the seven. So... I definitely think that played a role. Experts estimate that if she wasn't first on the ballot, I may have actually pulled this one out a little more clearly.
Wow. Look at him.
It's very interesting. Very
Who's
interesting.
The guy that wears khakis and does all the vote counting on MSNBC and NBC?
I can see it.
Steve Kornacki. Is that who you're talking? You got one of those back in the Green Tree City Council offices just saying, hey, listen, if Callis was first on the ballot, he'd have won. Or, nay, not even that. If she wasn't first, Callis would have won.
I cannot stress this enough. It is not city council. It is a borough. You keep getting it wrong.
I apologize. You're right about
you
that.
You have to be respectful. I'm not doing city stuff. The Green Tree City is a different place.
I think it's fair.
Yep.
Here's a tweet. Not sure if I said this to you guys, but your humor and knowledge is of great comfort to me as I've been battling depression and anxiety. Thanks. You are welcome.
Yes.
And we hope you keep battling, pal.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to us for your comfort food in the morning. Back to the negativity?
Sure.
Back to the negativity. Right up on ESPN.com said the Steelers had the worst offseason out of any team in the AFC, Doran. And so you have to compare the Steelers and what they've done to that of the Joneses. Has it been a bad offseason? Are they improved over last year? I think the goal of every team, is to be improved year over year. Like, every team in football, I guess apart from a few tankers, should right now on May 29th think their team's better than last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are the Steelers better right now?
No.
I don't think they are.
No. Because of one position. And everybody else has that position sewn up in the AFC. That's why they're last.
Every other team has a quarterback at OTAs that's going to start a game for him this year. And we don't know yet or not whether the Steelers do.
Right.
I still think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, but right now you can't count him.
Even if it is Mason, like compared to every other AFC quarterback, you're taking a guy that had a year from hell last year. That is your starting quarterback that you're paying $4.5 million. I mean, let's look at Mason's salary and compare it to every other AFC quarterback's salary. He gets backup salary. So even if that is your guy, like you still, that's what you got this offseason.
That is an improvement, I think, over the last five games of Russ. It's not an improvement over the full body of work of Russ.
No.
And I don't think it's an improvement despite Mark Caboli's cries over Justin Fields. Justin Fields, if he starts 17 games this year and Mason starts 17 games this year, Justin Fields is going to have a better season than Mason Rudolph.
Well, he did starting six games. If you take Mason's six games that he started.
Wasn't even close. 10 touchdowns accounted for Justin Fields. One turnover. 9-9 for Mason Rudolph. Doran, Gardner Minshew is a backup quarterback in Las Vegas making $12.5 million.
Uh-huh.
Where are some other backups on here? Trey Lance is making $8.5 million.
Where'd he sign?
He's in Dallas.
No, he's not.
Trey Lance?
Is he still there?
Am I looking at the wrong thing?
Or not that they got
I'm
Joe Milton.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at 2024. Thank you for correcting me. I feel shame. That's twice now this segment I felt shame. City Council. Wrong. Idiot. Marcus Mariota's making $8 million this year in Washington. Tyrod Taylor's making $6 million.
Trey Lance is with the Chargers.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Jared Stidham's making $6 million.
Mm.
Davis Mills is making $5 million, Doran.
Mm.
Joe Flacco's making more money than Mason Rudolph, Doran. Mac Jones is making 4.2. Andy Dalton's making 4. Jameis Winston's making 4. Josh Dobbs is making 4.
These are backups, and Mason could be the starter.
Right. Good point. Mason's salary this year, guaranteed salary listed as 3.75. That puts him in Cooper Rush and Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Trask territory, Doran. Drew Lock only making a little bit less than him. So the Steelers right now absolutely are not better than they were last year. Because who are you counting on as the improvements?
DK.
DK, which I would argue is an improvement over Pickens.
But it's a wash because... Yeah, okay. So, I mean, but the receiving core is not better.
Correct.
Right.
Totally with you. So who are you counting on this year? You're counting on rookies and a couple of rookies that didn't play last year that are basically rookies this year. Like, oh, we'll be better at right tackle. Maybe, hopefully, probably, but you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your number two receiver? Well, it could be Roman Wilson. Oh, great. He's running on air right now. Like, that's your improvement? And then your draft picks. We all think they had a nice draft. But Derek Harmon ain't played a preseason game. He ain't hit anybody in a Steelers uniform yet.
You could even look at it like you knew Najee was going to get you 1,000. You don't know what Caleb Johnson's going to do.
That's right. I think that he's going to be a better player. I don't know that for certain. You know, I can speculate. Did you burp?
Yeah, I did. Oops.
That was an old man stretch.
Yeah, that was a stretch burp. Didn't think it was going to be that loud. Thought it was going to be air, but...
My mom used to crush us when we were kids and we'd burp or fart at like the dinner table, just be disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, I couldn't help it. She'd say, yes, you could. And that's true.
Yeah,
when you're younger, you could.
Yeah.
Now you can't.
Well,
sometimes a stretch leads to a burp or a fart, and there's nothing you could do about it. Your thoughts on the Steelers' fart of an offseason, 412-928-9370. Are they better now than they were the last time they took the field? I think it's a hard sell to say yes. I think Darius Slay's better than Dante Jackson. That's an upgrade. Are they better anyplace else? Like, definitively. We can all speculate. But definitively, are they better anyplace else? 412-928-9370. It's a different conversation if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback and if Amari Cooper is your second wide receiver. Now you're cooking with some gas. But they ain't here yet. They might never be here. 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Weigh in on this when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Very special guest coming up in the next segment, and we got Neil Walker joining us at the top of the 9 o'clock hour to talk about the historic start of Paul Skeens' career, which continued yesterday. We were talking about farts briefly in the last segment. We said the Steelers' offseason has kind of been like a fart, and ESPN says it's the worst offseason of any team in the AFC. Texter writes in, Cameron Johnston is back. We're better off at punter.
I was actually going to say that. Better off at kicker and punter because you signed Ben Sauls and you have, obviously, Cam Johnston coming back and Boswell, and we know Boswell gets hurt at some point, usually every season, so if Sauls is available, he can go in there and kick at Acrisure Stadium.
Finally have that coveted kicker depth, Doran.
Yep.
And, hey, at the very least, right now you've kept him from Baltimore where they're going to be auditioning kickers, and they drafted one.
Yep.
For goodness sakes. Not sure how much better Cincinnati is, by the way.
They signed T. Higgins back.
Yeah, but he was... It's not an improvement over last year because they already had him. I mean, it was a great piece of business. I would have done exactly the same thing. They may well wind up without Trey Hendrickson, and their defense was ass last year. But I'm only saying those things to make me feel better about the Steelers, and it really doesn't work because they still have Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Damn it.
Yep.
Someone writes in, how can you talk about farts and not reference Starkey getting called out yesterday, which now we have to do. If you missed it, Mark and Brentwood called up to Starkey, and, I mean, does Starkey take too much offense to this? Does he take the appropriate amount of offense to this? You be the judge.
Let's go to Mark in Brentwood. He's been holding patiently. He wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
I've actually never called your show, and I want to leave off with this question. Respectfully, has anyone ever mentioned that your takes are about as exciting as a wet fart?
No.
I find them to be so.
No, but you
however,
just did.
I agree with
yeah.
you.
You just did, though. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with you on the Aaron Rodgers situation as, what are we doing here? It's like, we're competing for 1A and 1B when, why can't we just let Mason cook for a year? Like, he's never gotten a fair shake.
Mason
he's
can't cook, you properly. Jackass. Yeah, not against real teams, I don't think. Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Oh. No, go ahead.
No, I find it increculate to say that he can cook if he's coached, right?
You find it what?
I mean, increculate
oh.
to say that
it's
he can cook
it's increculent.
If he's coached, right?
Why are you calling the show? I don't understand.
Well, because I found myself shockingly agreeing with you this morning by thinking to myself, you know, he's not wrong on this situation. We don't want Rodgers. I mean, that's going to lead to, like you said, a 9-8 season, maybe a blowout in the first round of the playoffs. Why not just give Mason, let him be coached, let him play. Let's go to next year.
Okay. Normally when I call somebody and talk to them for the first time, I don't insult them at first, but apparently you do.
Well, and I have to say respectfully, I find your takes as exciting as a wet fart.
That's actually good.
That's good. I think you coming out and just, what, calling him a jackass was pretty combative.
He is a jackass. What's his
Why?
Name?
Mark.
Why? How would you like it if somebody called you and said your takes are as good as wet farts?
Well, I would laugh at it at first and then probably yell at the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Did they end on good terms?
I don't know.
Mark and Starkey there? I think they might have.
You jackass.
That sent me, dude.
Me too.
I'm actually proud of Joe. I think this is growth from Joe, that he gave Mark and Brentwood the opportunity to continue beyond calling him a wet fart,
mm-hmm.
or saying his takes were as bad as a wet fart generally.
I don't think Joe's takes are bad, though. That's the thing.
I think Here comes high praise. We don't do a lot of this around here. We like to bust each other's nards on this station. And we all get along. I don't know that the station's ever been in a healthier place from everyone getting along, as I've been told. I've only been here for 3 years.
We get along, you and me.
You're a jackass.
Jerk.
I think Starkey's as nuanced as it gets, man.
Yeah.
He'll take a segment 48 minutes, but because his brain can only work that way, and he's going to chase every possible avenue of his take, and he's, I think he has a ton of depth. No, I think Starkey's takes are awesome. Every day he comes in here and gives us his own personal show before his show starts, and every day I go, damn it, I wish we would have thought of that.
Yes.
Which I think is the highest compliment you can pay to a radio host, one of your peers.
Yes.
He doesn't even need pomp. I've said too much. I am excited, weirdly, about Cameron Johnston coming back. The Bill Burr lookalike?
Yes.
I don't think they were below the line at punter last year, though.
No, they were decent.
Isn't that right there, though? Right there. The offseason in a nutshell.
Yes.
The punter's back. And we had high hopes for the punter. I have high hopes for Derek Harmon. I think Caleb Johnson's going to be a good player. I've even held out a smidgen of hope for one Roman Wilson. You can't pencil in production for any of those guys. And your point about Najee Harris is a really good one. He left a lot to be desired. I mean, he averaged 3.9 yards per carry. But every year, you write down, my man's playing 17 games. He's not going to fumble the football. And he's going to get you 1,000 yards.
Yep.
I don't know that about Caleb Johnson. I have no clue. And I am a big fan of Jaylen Warren. I wanted to bring this up. This might be the perfect place to do it. You got to start Caleb Johnson week one. I look at it as kind of a service time thing in Major League Baseball and like a Super 2 thing in Major League Baseball. He's a running back. Like Cam Hayward, he developed. He took time. Derek Harmon, he's not going to be a finished product day one. And you hope that he's going to be here for like 10, 15 years. Even Zach Frazier, if he didn't start right away, he could grow into something you could have for 10, 12 years. A running back, maybe he sees a second contract. Maybe. But the wear and tear and the bumps and the bruises and the physical ailments, they add up quick.
Yeah. I don't think that you need to start him right away. I think that they're going to start Jaylen Warren because he knows the offense. And he's explosive, and he's the best pass protector. Like, I don't even need to see Caleb Johnson to know that Jaylen Warren's a better pass pickup running back than he is. He's one of the best in the league.
Yeah, that doesn't get discussed enough. And it's not sexy, but it's absolutely true.
Right. That's why he'll start.
And that's why you're going to be right about it. He'll start. Now, how's Caleb Johnson going to perform in backs-on-backers? Like, Tomlin values that stuff so much. Like, they'll say, who's the best guy that they'll throw at him?
Probably Patrick Queen. Yeah. Patrick Queen. Maybe Cole Holcomb.
I hope Cole Holcomb is back and healthy. He had 150 tackles a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
I mean, a lot of their guys, now that we're talking about it, a lot of their improvement could come from that. From
injuries.
Injured guys staying healthy. Mm-hmm. Even TJ Watt, who was banged up down the stretch last year. Texter. Joe is the crown jewel of 93.7 The Fan. Texter, the minute Starkey sings, I turn the fan off. Texter, can you see my text? If so, please say yes. No. Texter, you guys should do a top five biggest D-bags in Pittsburgh media list. Maybe during the Major League Baseball All-Star break, we can...
We could do all-star team of D-backs.
D-backs. Would Joe be on the all-time nice guy list?
From our perspective, yes.
I think he's had some media feuds.
Yeah.
But from where we're sitting, I think Joe's as nice a guy as you'll ever meet.
I think, like, low-key, like, Joe's one of those guys that's like, I really don't want to piss him off.
Don't be on his bad side.
Right.
I could see him being a guy who holds a grudge. That was a big Ron Cook thing. Ron would hold a grudge. If you were dead to Ron, you were dead to Ron forever. I could see that being the same thing with Starkey. I don't want to get on his bad side. All right, we have a very special guest coming up next. We've got Neil Walker at the top of the hour. But let's not bury the lead here. We're quizzing Callis again at 8:45.
Sure are.
Oh, yeah! Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The average cost of gear for a firefighter is over $13,000. That's why we're hosting the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union to raise funds for volunteers who serve our community. You can donate now at 937thefan.com, presented by Cintas, Southside Plumbing and Heating, Target Freight Management, and Glick Fire Equipment. I have talked to our guy Southside Jake, who is going to come and give a sports take for 2 minutes and try to be the next host on The Fan.
Yes.
He sent me some bullet points. I don't know how we're going to feel about profanity, but it's not going to be on the air, so I think you can probably just...
Let it rip.
Let it rip, huh?
Huh.
Also, I'm here to tell Yinz out there right now, we're watching 13.9 during the marathon. We'll tell you the time, but if you place a sizable enough donation, you can come watch it with us. What do we want to set that bar? Is like $100 good?
Yeah.
probably have to cap it at a certain number, but you want to come make fun of me and relive some Pitt glory, make a big donation, leave it in the comments there that that's what you're looking for, and we can make it happen for you.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'm going to pop some popcorn because I've never seen the game either, so this will be extra exciting.
See, that's the kind of thing that drives me nuts. He's never seen the game. He talks about it all the time.
I know.
Cale Burger, one time we were getting food outside, he said, what year was 13-9? I said, never talk junk on me again.
Yeah.
Know the history at the very least if you're going to rip me.
December 1st, 2007. I do know that.
See, there you go.
See, history remembers the winners. That's all. WVU didn't really do that in big games.
I mean, if you're going to trash talk, at least be good at it.
Who's
too.
The quarterback for Pitt that year?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
Was it Drew Aller? No, that's the Penn State quarterback
oh
now.
Oh, my.
Who am I thinking of? Who am I thinking of?
Oh, put a pin in it. Put a pin in it. Think about it. Don't look it up.
Like, seriously, don't look it up.
Do not look it up. Oh, my God. We have a very special guest right now. We don't want to keep him waiting. That is Chief Brandon Hale from Portview. Chief, how you doing today? Can I call you Chief? Is that how you want to be referred to?
You just call me B. I don't need to be called Chief, sir. How are you doing, Crowley, Doran? How
are
you doing?
We great. Are doing great. Are you a Pitt fan?
I am, sir.
Okay, nice. Very good. Nice. So you would yep. obviously remember the quarterback as...
Don't say it.
All right, we're not going to say it because we don't want to ruin it. Don't you Google over there, you jackwagon behind the glass. The reason we have you on, obviously, we got the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon coming up, and you and I chatted on the phone yesterday, and I know from talking to people from a bunch of different departments that every dollar helps. And we've been saying $13,000 would be the cost of an average uniform. But you were telling me yesterday there's a lot of other places that money can go to. So we wanted to give you the opportunity to share that with our listeners.
Yeah, we do. What most people don't know is all the extracurricular stuff that we do on top of just your standard firefighting. Everybody focuses in on firefighting, but take a department of mine who I work with, a lot of the others in the area. We have a dive team. We have canines. We do a lot of drone work. That's the new technology. Drones are the big up-and-coming thing. We have probably the biggest drone FAA license on the East Coast here. The river rescue, a lot of us double over as paramedics and EMTs, a lot of land search and rescue. I mean, there's so many other things that go along with fire departments nowadays that people don't know about. It's not just, you know, we're not just responding to house fires, you know.
Well, that's really amazing. B, what made you want to become a firefighter?
My dad was always involved with the fire department. My family, a lot of my family from North Carolina was involved with the fire department and were cops and such down south.
I read also that you have the largest search and rescue program in PA, if not on the East Coast, B.
Yeah. I would like to assume at least the drone program. We have the you have to file for licenses through the FAA, and we just have, like we've become known for our huge drone program in Pennsylvania and all the way to when we attend conferences in Indianapolis. We're well known there when we go there, and we get to network with certain other fire departments all the way out of state and such. It's become a big thing for us, and we get to respond into the city of Pittsburgh sometimes too, and assist them with our drone program and such.
One of the things that we thought was really impactful last year, and this would really incite a lot of donations, was when guys like you, heroes, firefighters, would tell personal stories. I mean, what's an average day look like for you?
You talking about at my normal job or
well, that's the other thing too. I don't think people understand maybe. And that's part of our job is to help people understand. I mean, you guys have families, you guys have work, and sometimes a lot of the time you just have to drop everything you're doing and go in and save people's lives.
Yeah. And with the search stuff that we do, a lot of times it's not a call that takes 5-10 minutes. I mean, there was an unfortunate call in Denora last week or the week before, and it's a water rescue, and the guys were there for 6+ hours, if not more. I mean, that's a standard search and rescue call for us now. I mean, just it's become you're there 4 plus hours at the very least, a lot of times searching. And a lot of times you come up empty handed too, you know, it's, you're there forever searching and you end up, you know, empty handed at the end of it too. So, I mean, it's just, it's long, it's grueling. A lot of the calls become longer. The training's longer nowadays and everything costs more than it did pre-COVID as well. So everything's doubled in price.
And as I understand it, the training ain't free either. And this is, you know, not your day job. Chief Brandon Hale of Portview joining us. We really appreciate your time. We think it's super valuable to hear from you guys. We're going to do everything we can to help. And I know Pittsburgh will be behind you guys. So appreciate it. And hopefully we'll see you down there.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'll see you down there. I appreciate you having me on. Appreciate you shedding some light on some things. Just wanted to can I give 2 quick shout-outs real quick?
Of course.
Yeah, State Senator Nick Piscitano has been a huge help for our department, bringing like with the drones and the dive team and such. And then my former assistant chief, who I lost a few years back, he had moved away, was a huge driving force in my fire department, Donnie Williams. So I just wanted to give them 2 shout-outs to know they I appreciate all their efforts that they've done to help the fire department.
Well, I'm going to call you Chief anyway, buddy. We appreciate you coming on. Chief Brandon Hale, Portview, thanks for everything you do. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Big fan, guys. Thanks a lot.
Bye. I'm a big fan, Brandon. Of you.
Yep.
What a guy. You can also join Pony and Muller this Friday at Piata at the Point in North Fayette. That's tomorrow. PM team will broadcast live. Collect donations for the Fan 5 alarm. Stop by. Help them fill the boot. That's right. It's going to be a fire boot. You can also get a 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon t-shirt for a $20 donation. All proceeds go directly to the fund to help volunteer firefighters. We're going to quiz Callis coming up next, and I can't believe he does not know who quarterbacked your team in 2007 in 13-9.
It wasn't Bill Stahl, was it? It wasn't
next!
Bostic, right? It was too
next!
Early for Bostic.
No. Next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Music means it's time to quiz Callis.
Yeah, people are blowing me up. It was Bostic. I know. I knew that.
You knew that?
I knew that. And I was trying to play it up, but then Crowley, you know, he got too much of a, you know, got too excited the waist for that one. So
in our defense.
There's no defense. West Virginia doesn't win. That's the bottom line. The end.
In our defense,
there's no defense.
You didn't know what conference Penn State was in, so you not knowing Pat Bostic was the quarterback for 13-9 wouldn't exactly be a massive leap.
No, because I said Bostic, and then you guys are like, oh my God.
I saw you look it up.
I didn't look it up.
You did.
I saw you.
I didn't look it up.
All right. Okay. This should be an easy one for you. Maybe throw you a softball here.
I'm Crowley.
Most common kickoff times in the NFL, right?
And college. Primetime windows in college football and pro football. Okay. You get it?
Primetime.
Primetime windows, like the prime windows that usually these games are played. Now, for college, there's just Saturday windows.
We're not doing the weird Thursday thing.
It's just 3 Saturday windows. In the NFL, there's a Thursday, 3 Sundays, and a Monday. So you have to guess correctly what the primetime windows are. Are you ready? Nicholas Herrighaus.
Yeah.
On Saturday, what is the first primetime window for college football?
12:30.
Jeez.
Incorrect. It is 12 p.m.
Oh, jeez. Come on, give me a break.
No, that's not when the kickoffs are
Everyone knows this.
Everyone knows this.
Everybody does know this.
All right.
What is the next window for college football?
3:30.
Correct. Good job, Callis.
Real quick, my favorite thing as Quiz Callis has developed is how like legitimately mad you are actually getting.
Very mad.
I can see it in your face.
Yes, because he should know this. You have one correct.
It's a gosh darn noon kick, damn it.
And one incorrect. What is the last window for college football?
6:30.
Incorrect.
All right, well.
6:30 is not a prime window for college football.
Do you live in Louisiana?
Is it 8:30?
Incorrect.
Eight.
Incorrect. It is 7:30. The windows for college football on a college football Saturday are 12 p.m., 3:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m.
They do mix some eights in there.
They do, but everybody knows what the actual prime window is for.
It ain't 8:30.
Let's move on to the NFL.
Oh,
Thursday.
God.
What is the prime time for Thursday football?
8:15.
Incorrect.
8:20.
Correct.
Come on.
It is 8:20. Well, everybody, you should know this stuff. You should know this. It is 8:20 for Thursday night football. Now let's move to Sunday. There are three prime time windows for Sunday NFL football. What is the first kickoff for Sunday NFL football?
One time. 1 p.m.
Yes, you are correct.
That's a big hurdle.
That is a big one.
That's a Clint hurdle.
That is a Clint hurdle. That is a 100-meter hurdle. The second window.
4:25.
There you go. Look at you. You know your NFL windows.
I'm growling.
Look at that.
Harry, do you think anybody's...
You sound like the wind, for God's sakes. Just let me do the quiz.
What is the last window for Sunday night football?
8:20.
You are correct. Good job. Wow, you waxed that one right there, the Sunday NFL games. You did that. So the last one...
is 8:15 on Mondays.
You got it.
Now, as Callis has said, much bigger NFL fan than college fan. But I think every sports fan in the world knows you kick off at noon on Saturdays. And a glorious day it is. Reason we decided to do this one, by the way, is we're going to find out the kickoff times for the first three pit games coming up. And programming announcement, very excited about this. Pat Narduzzi going to join us.
Yes.
Tomorrow at 7 a.m.
Very excited about it.
He went through you. Why didn't he go through me? I don't understand.
I don't know. He was actually, I just saw him this past weekend. He was talking about you.
What?
Yeah.
What did he say? I think he likes me. Am I wrong in that?
It's kind of like up in the air. I couldn't get a good read.
I think he likes me more.
I think he was like saying good things because he knows that I work with you. And then he went back into his Pat Narduzzi self and was telling the truth. So there's that.
Off air, you should tell me about the Pat Narduzzi self.
I might.
We'll talk to him tomorrow at 7 about the beginning portion of Pitt's schedule and also maybe a slide in a KP question. As Kevin Stefanski said, he talked on the phone to Pat Narduzzi. I think Pat called him, right?
I think so, yes.
I think it was Pat who called him and said, hey, Stefanski, you got yourself a guy. So we got a lot to get into with Narduzzi tomorrow at 7. We got a lot to get into with our guy Neil Walker coming up next. Paul Skeens, a historic start to his career. Talk to Neil about that. Fan weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high is 71, is turning, Doran. That weather's turning.
We need it.
It's finally turning, just in time to get Aaron Rodgers here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.